The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After making the crossing to the other side of the sea, Jesus and his disciples came to land at Gennesaret and tied up there. As they were leaving the boat, people immediately recognized him. They scurried about the surrounding country and began to bring in the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. Whatever villages or towns or countryside he entered, they laid the sick in their marketplaces and begged him that they might touch only the tassel on his cloak, and as many as touched it were healed. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So now, looking at the readings this morning, we have a reading from the book of Genesis there about God creating the world. And we got to realize that this is a story and that God didn't create the world in 7 days or anything like it. Because as we know, creation is still going on to this very day, and it will always be as such, because things never remain the same. They keep on changing, and we know that from our own experience and the experience of our own lives. Now, in the gospel this morning, I think there's an important message there, and the message that came to me when I read the gospel is the fact that most of us, we associate prayer with asking, petition, God do this for me, or God do that for me, or for somebody else. And that really ought not to be our approach to God. Our approach to God ought to be one of relationship. One of relationship. So it's much more important in our prayer that we come to God because we love God. And I think the best possible prayer of all is prayer of gratitude, because it is a fact that God, whether we realize it or not, gives us everything we need. So I certainly feel myself, there is no need for me to ask God for anything I need. God supplies all our needs. And so my prayer ought to be one of gratitude, thanking God. And you may find that maybe difficult at times, but ultimately, and that's an important word, ultimately, everything that happens in your life ultimately becomes a blessing. And that's very, very, very true. So God never lets anything go to waste. It's important for us to realize that. And what may seem in our life terrible failure, time and time again, out of that failure, God brings good. And if we really trust in him and we have a relationship with God, that's the important thing. Not being perfect all the time, never doing anything wrong, but we build up a relationship with God so that he becomes a very special friend in our lives.